Okay, note to the editor, you can cut that bit out, Jason. I'm starting now, okay? Hello, this is Magnus Turner, MP, speaking to you from a somewhat overcast Tarifa and flooding you back home with good wishes for a very happy new year, and hoping you'll join me on this new journey into the world of podcasting. Many elected members, you know, are not as up to speed as I with current technology, but I know that this is the way to reach you now. It's what you like, and I'm giving it to you. Magnus Turner, MP, re-engaging a disengaged public in a contemporary online way. Of course, being here on the Costa de la Luz did mean that I wasn't personally able to welcome our new arrivals on the 1st of January, so may I begin by saying, An nu ferisit si bun venit in Tara Noastra. That's Romanian, of course, for Happy New Year and welcome to our country. Yes, a new year has dawned, has it not? And 2013 has slipped away, rather as the great Russian inventor and entrepreneur Mikhail Kalashnikov passed peacefully out of this world on Christmas Eve, at the ripe old age of 94. There are worse ways to go, and that is his legacy. So, it's New Year, New Media. This podcast is called At Your Service, because that is what I am, at your service. But it's a bit of a mouthful for the 21st century, isn't it? You don't have time for lengthy podcast titles. I get that. So let's shorten it for you to AYS. Still a bit of a mouthful for you? Well, let's just call it The Eyes. AYS, The Eyes, you see? Yes, I think the eyes have it.
Order! Order! The eyes have it! The eyes have it!
Many other people say aye. The eyes have it. Order.
The eyes have it! The eyes have it!
Aye!
Jason, at this point you can put in that bit of music you said you'd do for me, okay? And then it's back to me. Yes, the eyes have it. And as 2014 begins, the eyes of the country are, of course, on the coalition's successes of the last year. A year of tough decisions and courageous U-turns which have been made on behalf of ordinary, hard-working people who do the right thing. Decisions essential to our success in the global race. And, you know, it is a race. Just as an athlete would stretch their limbs before a competition, so we must stretch our budgets and faith in the coalition government as next year's election hoves into view. We may all be feeling a little breathless at the moment as we look at our newly repaired economy and the improvements in British society as a whole. But I put it to you, better to be a little winded now as we prepare for the next lap than to suffer another 5-year stitch of Labour misrule and the near fatal groin strain which would undoubtedly accompany it. Ask yourself, do you want great pain in your sensitive area? Or would you prefer a nice ice pack gently applied to your inner thigh by returning another coalition government? And it must be a coalition. The Tories alone would have made a complete mess of this country if we Liberal Democrats hadn't been there to apply the brakes to their racing car of hate. And Labour, you know, believed that we could just sit around talking about sport and placing a few bets with our credit cards. Well, we can't. A race can only be won by the runners. I'm on the run, the government is on the run, you should be on the run as well. Buck up. But politics is about more than elections, and that's why I'll be gifting these podcasts to you from now on to talk about what matters in the real world, where you live, to have a conversation with you, to explain why politics matters to every one of us, even you. So let's begin with some good news. We've all been celebrating, haven't we, the announcement of the New Year's Honours List. And before we go any further, let me be absolutely clear, I wasn't expecting anything. A knighthood would be nice at some point, but there's time enough for that. Between you and me, Jason, a seat in the Lords would free me of the tedium of standing for election every few years, and I happen to think I'd be rather useful in there, but until others see that, here I remain. One lives in hope that someone will start a Turner for Lords petition on the Number 10 website, but, you know. Edit this bit out, obviously. But I didn't come into politics for personal advancement. No, I came into politics out of a deep sense of public service. And that is why I have crossed the floor on two occasions since first being elected in 1987. Crossing the floor is a technical parliamentary term. Don't feel stupid for not understanding it. It means simply that I changed parties. Each time when I sensed my current party had lost touch with ordinary people like you and was about to lose an election. As a result, I am the only member of the House who can boast 21 of the last 26 years on the government benches. And in fairness, no one expected Major to win in 92. I really don't think I can be blamed for misreading the situation on that one occasion. You made a mistake at the polls. We've drawn a line under it. The electorate can be foolish sometimes. It's the nature of the beast. And I've been fiercely loyal to all of my leaders, not one of whom has seen fit to give me so much as a measly OBE. So much for Thatcher, Major, Blair and Brown. I've always been instinctively a Liberal Democrat anyway, and I have unshakable faith in Mr. Clegg to do the right thing. Not this year, clearly. Sometime. But back to the honours list. And what a list it has been this time. I have already sent my personal congratulations, as I'm sure many of you have, to the Queen's private secretary, her gynaecologist, her ladies-in-waiting, and, of course, her swan marker. The private secretary, of course, was already Sir Christopher Geat, CVO, KCVO, OBE, so this year's KCB, Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath, is just a trinket, really, something to make him feel good about himself, and I'm sure it does. Honours to members of the royal household, you see, are very much like being poked on Facebook is to you. No, it's the ordinary people who matter to me. 51% of honours this year went to women. 5% to ethnic minority people. I like to think you can see the hand of the Liberal Democrats at work there. There was a chip shop owner who got something or other this time. Now, you can't have a less elitist honours system than that. She received it, actually, for services to training. She trains people to sell chips to the community. You see, we really are all in this together. The Queen's gynaecologist, the Prime Minister's hairdresser, and some woman from a chippy with a whiteboard. What a wonderful cross-section of our vibrant British society. Work hard, do the right thing, and maybe one day you'll be special too. Now, in future podcasts, I do hope to get out and about to meet some of you and to address the issues which really matter to you in a way you're capable of understanding. You can email me, you know. Yes, you can contact me directly at themtmp@gmail.com. That's themtmp, themtmp@gmail.com. I'm also on Twitter, @themtmp. And you'll find every edition of this podcast on my blog, themtmp.com, where you can leave comments and suggestions for me. My editor, Jason, will read every one of them and let me know about any that aren't stupid. So get writing.
Can I have your attention about the workplace pension? Did I forget to mention? Millions of people are already benefiting from being enrolled in the workplace pension. So can I have your attention?
The rather brilliant workplace pension rap Now, I'm quite proud of that. Look, I didn't write it, and you won't find me credited on any official documentation about it, but that's politics for you. No, the point is, I understand how to get a message across to you, and that's by rapping it. You love that. It's something you can relate to. I get it. I often tell people in the Stranger's Bar that we should rap more of our key messages for you, and clearly someone must have overheard me and stolen my innovative idea. As I like to say, ask me what my top priority for communicating with the public is, and I'll tell you. Simplification, simplification, simplification. It really can't be too simple. I often try to simplify big issues for you like this. You may have seen my poem in the Bakewell Gazette just before Christmas. There was an old man from Pyongyang whose nephew thought he was the man. So in another great bungle, he murdered his uncle, causing neighbours to fear Armageddon. You see, it's jolly, it's memorable, but it's educational as well. That's how politics should be, in my view. But, you know, the real issue here is that this government believes strongly in your right to dignity in retirement if you should live long enough to retire. Look, we know that you don't understand pensions. Who does? And why should you? You've got tweets to send about Tom Daley. So we've made it easy for you by automatically enrolling you in a scheme which takes a certain amount from your salary and then gives it back to you at some point in the future at an unspecified monthly amount. Now that's something to look forward to, isn't it? A nice surprise. You're welcome. Just doing our job. And it's innovations like that, which I'm sure you'll agree, more than justify our proposed 11% pay increase in 2015. And let me be quite clear about this. We did not suggest this ourselves. We brought in experts to suggest it for us. And now we have the onerous responsibility of voting it through. Like people who run big businesses and banks and other successful British organisations, you can't hope to keep the best if you don't pay us adequately. And now that we've repaired the economy for you, I don't think an 11% pay rise is unreasonable. Recent history has shown us, hasn't it, that if you don't pay politicians properly, they have no option but to steal from you. Well, happily, all the bad politicians have been caught now, and the rest of us can be trusted again. I don't think £74,000 a year each is an unreasonable price to pay for that. Plus expenses. But we won't fiddle them anymore. Won't have to. Nelson Mandela was a very great man, who I was fortunate enough to meet on one occasion when he visited Brixton in the 90s. It wasn't a long meeting, but those few seconds left a profound impact on me. He was a generous man, a man who saw the greatness in others, a modest man. I remember he said to me, "I am not a hero, Magnus." You are. It is you who has brought such joy to your country by writing articles in the Bakewell Gazette about your dog Rex. They have made me smile. He was referring, of course, to my allegorical essays about influencing history from the shadows, which were later compiled for the book Magnus Rex, From the Parks to the Benches, which I hope to convince my publisher to reprint this year. Sadly, I was overlooked when the invitations were issued to his memorial celebration. This is Mandela I'm talking about now, not the dog. He died years ago. So, like you, I had to watch Cameron's selfie on the television at a friend's home in North London. In fact, I missed the very beginning because the car broke down in Dollis Hill. And I can tell you, it's a long walk to Neasden. I think he'd have liked that joke. Good old Mandiba. Well, look, there were many other topics I was going to discuss this time, but I want to get out on the golf course before the sun goes down, so over to you now. Send me an email, themtmp@gmail.com, or tweet at me, or comment on my blog, and next time we'll discuss the issues that matter to you, the listener. For now, though, this is Magnus Turner, MP, signing off and wishing you a happy new year from your MP, working hard to ease your pain. Of course, I can't fight poverty without a second property. I recorded this at mine in southern Spain. Cheerio.
Order! Order! The eyes!
eyes have it. The eyes have it.
Many that have been say
aye.
The eyes have it. Order.
Order, order. There's far too much noise in this chamber, which makes a order.
I'm enjoying this. I'm enjoying this.
Most honourable gentlemen, it's just being plain silly.
Order.
Most honourable gentlemen, it's just being plain silly.
Order.
I think I heard the term pipsqueak. The honourable gentleman must withdraw.
What a good idea.
I feel the hand of history upon our shoulders.
And we not only saved the world, saved the bank, and saved the bank.
Calm down, dear. Calm down. Calm down.
So here's a list. Here's a list. Look, you can shout as much as you like. It doesn't change the facts. Here's a list.
The eyes have it. Order.
Play a bit of music there to mark the end, Jason. A longer version of the theme tune you did. Not too long, though. Don't milk it. Something upbeat but respectful. And then just tidy it all up and stick it on the internet if you would. Thank you.